Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's right. Good for that guy, Justin Verlander. Really stepping up today.
Whoa.
Taking ownership, blasting his teammates in the organization and himself an apology. Oh, wait. No, he really didn't do that, did he?
No, the entire Astros organization. I watched the owner and Altuve and them. They really, I got to admit, they're one of the most disgusting teams I've ever seen. I mean, disgusting. And beyond arrogance, beyond just being cheaters, and beyond, I really do think Major League Baseball needs to either put an asterisk on that title or take it away. It was, I mean, they pretended like they apologized, but all they really all did is completely admit what we knew they'd already done. And now there isn't even any question the benefit that they had. Oh, God, it's so annoying.
We'll get to some expanded thoughts on that.
The Tigers could have won the series that year if... Okay, maybe.
I agree. I think we should petition Major League Baseball that we should get a banner to be able to raise. We'll get more into the Astros thing. It was an eventful day, certainly, as spring training got underway. I'm not ready for baseball season, I'll be honest. My goodness. We'll get more into that at 6:32. But we do have to lead with the report that came out very late last night. I mean, very late into the evening. And that was from Channel 4, WDIV, hashtag click on Detroit. Bernie Smilovitz apparently at the time had sources close to Matthew Stafford and sources in the Lions organization that told him the Lions were in trade talks regarding Matthew Stafford and that it had been going on for several weeks. Now, Channel 4...
Did he say several weeks? I didn't...
That it had been going on for weeks. That was in the original report.
Okay.
Now, since that time, Channel 4 has changed it a little bit. You know, obviously, they took out the part where it said a source close to Matthew Stafford. It only says now a source close with the Lions. Whatever, that's semantics. But, of course, a debate raged on immediately, and there wasn't much time to really, I don't know, form an opinion on it before Bob Quinn got to Dave Burkett and I'm sure other writers in town and just said, yeah, no effing way, man. No way. Zero chance that that's going to happen. But I do have my own thoughts on this. I know you certainly have some as well. I have to sit here and believe, okay, while the Lions may not be in active negotiations to trade Matthew Stafford, maybe they really don't have much of a grandiose plan to move Stafford or a sense of urgency to do it. Something like this comes out. You can laugh about it being Channel 4 and Bernie and he doesn't cover anything and blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. He was wrong about the Osmus thing a couple years ago. Okay, whatever. But he had to have heard something from someone.
Of course.
So was it somebody with the Lions wanting to plant this out there, use like a patsy essentially to get this out there so they could refute it to create this discussion nationally, to create buildup and hype? Or is it... And this is where my opinion comes in, and we'd love to hear from you, the Lions fan. Phone number is 248-539-9797. Is this really Stafford's frustration? Stafford not wanting to be a part of this, not wanting to be here? A little bit of an exit strategy. Hey, get me the hell out of town. I want to play for a real franchise.
Well, that would be the only viable way they can pull it off because of the huge cap hit, $32 million. And those of us who want them to draft Tua at number three want that with Stafford still here, unless you could trade him, which it would be very difficult because of the salary cap. Yeah. But it's not like an either or. It could be both. And my theory is, and you've seen it enough, and Kelly Hall has big personality, has gone through tough times, but is always speaking her mind. Kelly Stafford. You're right. She's expressed several times sort of annoyance and frustration and the one line, if they don't want him here in Detroit anymore, we can go somewhere. I honestly think because Stafford isn't going to do it himself and kind of goes with the flow, I honestly think Kelly is kind of asking for a trade for him or pushing it in that way, or letting frustrations known to management via that way. Here's my disappointment. If the Lions aren't part of the strategy, why in God's name do they always have to, if anything negative comes up, they have to race to the phone to refute it? Oh, no, not our Matthew. No, like, you could just say, you couldn't just make a statement, we're exploring all options with everything, right? It always find it puzzling, that which must mean they think they're more thin-skinned than we realize. They always rush immediately, don't they? Immediately. Oh, God, no, we're blessed. Oh, no, we're wonderful. And that's fine. You can like your quarterback, and he can be a likable guy, but I never understand why it's so over the top, unless they're trying to appease not just Mr. Stafford, but Mrs. Stafford.
And I would say the Ford family as well. I mean, let's be honest. You're a new, general manager coming in. You're a new head coach. Matthew Stafford was really the only one that you walked into this franchise with, and he was kind of the untouchable. He was the franchise. He was the only reason. I mean, I can admit that. He's the only reason the Lions are semi-relevant. You know, they're not good, but they've been relevant under Matthew Stafford. So I get, you probably want to butter up to him. But at this point, it's not even just Kelly Stafford going out and showing the frustration and, oh, maybe we'd be comfortable in L.A. Is Detroit going to throw us away? And whatever the hell she was saying. We've seen Stafford and his frustration boil over going back to week one. And I think the anger more so toward Matt Patricia than it was at that time at Daryl Bevel. Even though Bevel called the timeout, I'm sure he thought Patricia was calling the timeout. And trust me, they would have won the game.
I mean, this is probably much ado about, I won't say nothing, much ado about little, but there's been enough little things that you do wonder if something's going on in Pro Football Talk. Had the same thing, Bob Quinn refuted it, but did say that several teams immediately called the Lions, like today, and said, is this true? Are you looking to shop them? And so if that was the purpose, to get people thinking that way, well, that might have served the purpose. If I just don't think there was some big, clever Lions strategy behind all this.
I don't think so either. I think it's possible that would have been something that they did, using a media member to just throw this thing out there so they could quickly refute it and generate the interest that you just said. Mm-hmm. I just think it's far more plausible that Stafford maybe has just reached that breaking point. And the funny thing is, every recent star that we have seen in Lions history has reached that breaking point, where they're just completely lionized and they've said, I'm done.
And now, the other thing of your theory, when they reach that point, we never really officially recognize it until it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
We knew Calvin was frustrated and stuff, and then boom, he's gone. Barry, seemed frustrated. Boom, he's gone. Like, because they're quiet guys like Stafford, you think, oh God, you got to be frustrated. Doesn't really express it, but if you're looking, reading the clues, it's there. It's got to be there.
I would agree. And at this point, Stafford is really, I mean, Barry obviously could have, continued to play and been unbelievable, but he was a different kind of dude. I mean, I don't think he was really worried about the individual accolades. I wish he was the all-time rusher. He should be, but he just decided to walk away. Calvin, he didn't have any options. I mean, Calvin simply didn't want to be with the Lions, but his contract was so much, it was going to be almost impossible to move. The Lions weren't going to move him, and he had mangled fingers. He was injured. Stafford is still, assuming that his back is okay, still very much in his prime.
And a guy
who has value at a time when, look at all the teams that need a veteran quarterback or feel like they're a quarterback away, and Stafford has a contract that's only going to continue to look better and better as the years go on. So feasibly, if he were ever going to hit the ejector seat and just take himself out of that F-150 and Ford Field, wouldn't now be the time?
Except he knows, and his people have to know the contract situation too, he knows it would be difficult for the Lions to pull it off now.
But that's not his problem.
No, but if that's your goal, I don't know if you can get that accomplished unless it's your wife, who has proven to be more emotional, which is nothing wrong with that at all. She's just looking at it from an emotional aspect as opposed to the team contract, team structure. standpoint.
I just,
it's all I'm saying.
If you're her and you see these weird, I don't know, they're basically blogs that were out there, but it wasn't even a credible media outlet that she posted the screenshots of and text of. Like, after 11 years here, that's what's getting you going and getting you frustrated enough to go on Instagram and say, oh, Detroit wants to throw us away? Fine. And then
it's
peculiar. You know what? LA looks nice. It is. It's just,
it's very odd. And why you can, from a contract standpoint, somewhat dismiss the idea of he's going to be traded tomorrow or whatever. You cannot dismiss the clues of discord. And you know, Tua's sitting out there. I have a feeling Stafford knows that people have talked about Tua at number three. I have a feeling that has seeped into the household a bit. So, yeah, I think you do have some frustration bubbling out a little bit.
All right, 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. What do you, the Lions fan, make of this? The report that was out there originally, Stafford has apparently been, you know, potentially being shot by the Lions. It gets refuted by Bob Quinn himself. Say, zero chance, not happening, no truth to it. Is there anything that you think stands out? What do you agree with either of us that maybe it's kind of a Stafford type of power play, whether it be Mr. or Mrs.?
What you think is happening here? Are the the Lions putting out little smoke signals, misleading smoke signals?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.